Shut up and sit down.
Welcome to the Comedy Bros Podcast. I'm DJ Camouflage. This is Jason Webb, Jameel Jackson, and our special guest today, the very awesome Brent Lowry.
Hey.
Up in here.
Absolutely. Good to be here.
Holding the mic. Absolutely. Like a boss.
Put your phone on. Silent.
So just like we do at the comedy show, we're going to need you to put your phones on silent.
Cool.
Yeah, my bad.
I'm going to do that right now.
The comedians while they're up here.
Do not have
to. If you do need to take a call, please step outside and do so.
Got it.
And other than that, tip your wait staff, which today is Levi Anderson.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So tell us about Portland, man. Portland comedy, bro.
It's fun.
Well, because you're from San Diego, but you came to Portland 6 years ago?
Yeah, I got to Portland July 2018.
Okay.
I did comedy back in San Diego, but I had kind of fallen off. When I moved to Portland, I didn't do comedy for like the first year and a half.
Right.
And then I picked it up 4 months before the pandemic, which was, it felt different the second time around.
Yeah.
I got to know people right before shit hit the fan. And so there was still some connections to like hold on to once we came back. And then we've just been rocking for the last 3 years. Yeah.
Nice.
Up there. Portland's fun. How's San Antonio?
That's fun. Interesting. It's a lot of, it's a mixed crowd, man. Like you have people who, everybody wants to do, Austin's right there. So with all this, like so many clubs in San Antonio, you don't really have to go to Austin. You know what I mean?
Okay.
They're like bidding back and forth. So
San
Antonio, you could find comedy 7 days a week. There's an open mic 7 days a week somewhere. You know what I mean? Somewhere. And then they have big names come to San Antonio. So it's super ultra competitive.
Yeah.
Which brings out a lot of people, like, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people from different everywhere. So yeah, it's
any racist people? any racial encounters out there,
of
bro?
Of course. Yeah. Definitely. I think man, you know what? I think just being black in comedy. Yeah, man. Absolutely.
It never stops.
Because when you started doing comedy, you were in Medford.
Yes.
And then you moved to San Antonio.
Yes.
What was there like a shock, or was it just like, I'll just keep going the pace I was going?
Nah.
Like, did you have to readjust anything?
Nah, man. I'm hard headed as fuck.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't listen to other people when they tell me I can't do shit.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I got to test the waters myself. You know what I mean? And I believe if you're funny, you're funny. You know what I mean? So I just threw myself out there and I got a couple shows. And here I am. You know what I mean? I'm getting more shows. I got another show coming up soon at the Reggae Bar in San Antonio.
In San Antonio.
So, yeah.
I think we all mess with that mentality of like, if you don't want me to do something, then don't say I can't do it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
then
right.
I'm going to like want to do it even fucking more. You
right.
know?
For sure. For sure.
Have you done comedy in San Antonio yet, Brett?
One time we went on a dumb road trip. Like, dude, you do this.
Where, from Portland?
From San Diego. When you're like early in comedy, sometimes I feel like you try to do things you're way not ready for.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
everybody does that. That's why it's one of the most annoying things once you're around it and know better.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I try to have sympathy for it because I was definitely that guy.
Right.
I was like trying to get all the best shows when I had 5 minutes and I, you know, like, and that 5 minutes maybe wasn't even great.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. And so these guys in San Diego wanted to go on a 2-week road trip through like some of their hometowns, and they lived in the Midwest, like Kansas and South Dakota, and they wanted a cameraman and somebody who could also do comedy and maybe do some spots on the shows. And so I barely knew these guys. And to spend like 2.5 weeks with people you barely know. I remember the first night being in San Antonio and being like, I could fly home still. Like, I could just, I could fly home.
I can still get out of this.
I can abort.
Dude,
I'll
tell you, 3 hours into this trip, we go through Yuma where the border patrol is.
Yeah, Nick Papagiorgio from Yuma.
I don't know him.
Oh, okay.
Is that Seinfeld? National Lampoon. Is that Seinfeld?
That's National Lampoon's, bro. Vegas Vacation. Nick he won like 19 cars or some shit.
Is that, was that his fake name?
Yeah.
His fake name that he won.
Papa
Giorgio. From Yuma, Arizona.
Mr. Papa Giorgio.
The funnest part about being on a road trip with a bunch of comedians is this, everything is fucking funny. You know what I mean? So nothing's off the table. Everything's funny. You know what I mean? So the funniest shit is like if you go on a road trip, when you go somewhere with a bunch of comedians and one comedian bombs, and then you go back to the room.
Hey, man, I know where this is leading, motherfucker. No, listen. No, we're not going to go down this path, somebody bro, bombs. Because that's how I felt in Salem. When we went to the hotel, I said, I can still drive home. I could still make it home in the next 3.5 hours, bro.
That is the funniest shit.
So you guys were, when he bombed in Salem, you guys were just clowning?
I wasn't going to say that.
Oh, it was.
I wasn't going to say that.
But wait, listen.
That's the spirit.
I saw the tea leaves, bro. I saw the tea leaves. It was coming down the path.
That's the funniest shit ever. It's hilarious.
But it's so true. You know what's funny, though, is I think we were all bombing and just pretending we were doing well. So nobody was. Yeah. I mean, people were having decent sets. I remember every show we'd go, we would vote and decide who won the set of the night, you know?
Yeah.
Just for like pride's sake. Sure. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. It's a long time. I'm an introvert, I think. And being in a car with three dudes, the same car for 15 days.
Wow.
It's like you don't get an escape. Like there's no, you're sharing couches. And
sounds like my home life.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, you're forced to. I like these guys. One of them I still talk to. He lives in Denver, but I think only one of them does comedy still.
Yeah.
And we went, in Yuma, Arizona, I'll finish that story.
Yeah.
We had weed in the car. And we're in a line with border patrol.
Statute of limitations has run out, correct? Right. Yeah. Before you incriminate yourself?
So we, the drug dog, runs up to our car, six cars back in line for the border patrol, and jumps on the front of the van. And we're all just like, hey, puppy, what's going on?
And you look the way you look right now during this?
Probably. Oh, my probably God. Even okay, more so. Man, yeah, I have long hair. I look like an idiot, dude.
Okay.
And they pull us all out of the car. And we tell them we have weed and edibles. And then we tell them we're comedians on this trip. And they're like, they kind of like lightened up. And I don't know if that's the reason, but they let us go.
Whoa.
And then we're
definitely because you were white.
No, you know why? Hey, listen, they got his driver's license. Like, oh yeah, he's white. Okay, yeah, we're cool. We can chill out now.
Yeah, you're
white. We're on edge.
I was absolutely white. White privilege. Shit.
Absolutely.
We're on edge till we confirmed that you were from San Diego. And then,
you probably went through that checkpoint in El Paso.
Well,
it's one over. It's like it's between in New Mexico, between El Paso and there. Yeah, it's like two of them.
So what happened was, not only did they let us go, but we're like 30 seconds, a few minutes out, and we're like, did they let us keep the weed? And they let us keep the weed and the edibles. They didn't confiscate it.
Oh shit.
So then we're going through that second
privilege.
That's white privilege for sure. So we're going through that next border patrol in El Paso, but that's like
Santa Fe.
8 hours. And so we're like, well, let's just eat all the edibles.
Oh my God.
That we had taken for the whole trip before we get there. So we like threw
like
the
fear and loathing,
we threw the flowers out, we eat the edibles, and we're all way too high. And we're going, it's nighttime when by the time we get to El Paso or the border, and we're expecting the border, but it's like 80 miles into the border before it's actually there. So for 80 miles, we're all just like dead quiet,
right, just statues. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's like so scared that this is gonna because that Texas is not gonna be the same as Arizona,
right. Mm-hmm.
And they just let us pass through. There was no dogs.
Wow.
I don't think we had. I think somebody may have still had a pen, but that would have stunned to even risk in Texas.
Absolutely.
All I was thinking of when
long story short, I did finish in San Antonio, but what were you going to say?
That was at the end of it?
That was the first trip. We performed at the River Center, and that was it.
When you were in San Antonio, was that what you were saying when you were like, I think we were all just pretending that we were crushing it? Was that's when you got there?
Oh, no. That was the night I was like, Googling how much is a flight back to San Diego.
He's on Priceline. Like, I don't need a hotel.
But I interrupted you. I'm sorry.
No, it's just because when you were talking about, like, I was in a car for 15 days with two guys I didn't know, like, these guys were, like, what, like 15,000 people you didn't? 15,000 guys you didn't know? That you...
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we got
you guys were in the military.
Absolutely.
18 years
oh,
old.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
Like, all their life was, for a while, was just a bunch of guys around.
I thought this dude was a light-skinned black guy this whole time. Then he started talking. I said, nope, he's definitely a white guy.
All my stories reveal that.
My last name's Lowry, and you've seen the movie Bad Boys.
Mike Lowry.
So I thought it. I watched his comedy. Yeah.
And then there's also Lowry Seasoning Salt, so you also thought of that.
Then it's like, can't be white.
He had a black girlfriend,
can't be white. It's seasoned salt.
Oh, yeah.
He's
we
calling,
don't season.
He's calling me on all. I, he said,
can't be white.
Yeah, he's got a sister. He's got a black girlfriend.
Yeah, and he said, yeah, I've disappointed a lot of black people.
So you, oh, so it was
I
like,
thought he was Persian.
See, everybody, I'm a racial. Al-Qaeda. And I bet Jason thought I was white because I'm a racial Rorschach test.
No.
You see what racial you, Rorschach. You see what you want in me, and then I, you know, mold. I end up being the kind of the worst. I'm the biggest letdown. I'm just white. And the truth
I'm
is, the truth is I'm a quarter Chinese, but I don't think that really.
Bro, listen, our show tonight, I sold that show by saying we had two black people on the show.
Oh my God.
And now, 25 people in the show are going to be so pissed off because they came to watch two black people because they didn't know two black people lived in Medford.
Yeah.
And then when I said two of them are comedians, they were like, what?
Just pretend that you didn't know I was.
Yeah, I need you to go up there and just.
We're the Lucas brothers. Yeah.
The Lucas brothers. Oh, shit.
So we have a show tonight at All One Winecraft.
Yeah, when you get this in 2 weeks.
Yeah, when you get this in 6 and a half months.
Right.
So we're speaking
What's
to
the turnaround time on this, Levi? Can we get it cranked out by 5?
Yeah, Levi, we're gonna need it. Doors open at 7, Levi. Let's get it out there for people.
All One Winecraft tonight. You were at Backyard last night in Medford. Fucking crushed. Good job. It was awesome watching you.
That was great. That was great.
You know, it's so funny, though. You can, thank you. I appreciate you saying that. But you only think of the moments that you like hit turbulence when you're, you know, you want every flight to be smooth, but there was definitely a moment in there. And I told you, I got that message. You know, I was thinking about it all night. That woman that was just so disappointed by.
Yeah, absolutely.
But there's just, there's different.
About Ozzy?
I'm talking about the woman
you
that
I'm making fun of.
No, not about? Her. I'm talking about the woman that yelled Methford. And I said, "Oh, it's funny you said that," and like had one less tooth than you're supposed to. You look like the spokesperson for Methford, and people laughed and then realized like, oh, there's a bunch of people here who were in recovery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and the reason that woman was missing a tooth is because of meth.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize I'd hit the nail on the head so hard that when she reacted, like, and they're all support group. So they're like meant to pick each other up. But they see her in pain and they're like, everybody is now no longer enjoying the comedy show. They're all like, oh, Amanda or whatever her name was, you know, like
I love people on meth, man. She's crazy. Absolutely.
I mean,
they're the best people in the world.
That was so I should have.
They give away all their shit.
Do they?
She's crazy. Absolutely.
Yeah, we saw a woman drive in Jason's neighborhood today. It looked like she was having a small yard sale. Maybe she just recently got on meth.
Easy. Easy. Estate sales.
I don't think it's the yard sale. I think it's their outdoor living room that they have.
Absolutely.
My side of the town, we run two living rooms.
That's crazy if that's true. She just has that stuff out there.
I live by Santos Center, bro. It's rough. It's rough.
Because that is kind of when you know that you're doing a little bit better in life, right?
When,
you know, like you drive by a piece of furniture and you don't go like, that shit will match my
Right. Yeah. Like,
you know what I mean?
Like, how many shampoos do I have to do before I'm going to be able to have sex on that?
I grew up in New Jersey, in Newark, New Jersey. And this Medford reminds me of New Jersey about 1990-ish, 95-ish. Because New Jersey was just a bunch of crackheads running around. So now when they come to Medford, it's just a bunch of meth heads running around. You know what I mean? And it's like more like the crackheads were black and the meth heads were. So when I see a black dude on meth, I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Crack is what we were saying.
What did you take, bro? What the fuck
is wrong with you? But you know, you should be free.
Completely fucked up, bro.
You should be free basing.
Right, it's like seeing a black country fan.
Yeah. No, not so much.
Hey, Jimmy Butler, watch out, bro.
No, you know, Jimmy Butler. No, I wouldn't know about that because you know, country music where it really is started, and then you motherfuckers stole it.
Okay,
it's not your fault.
No.
I blame Jason.
Here we go, bro. We killed all the buffaloes too.
All Jason's fault, and they stole it.
You killed the buffaloes too, bro. I thought you only had half the problem. Now you got the full problem.
My grandpa's from Oklahoma.
You killed the buffaloes.
Absolutely.
My grandpa's from Oklahoma. We killed some buffaloes.
Oh, so you have a special place for country music then?
No,
just your grandpa.
I used to listen to Hootie and the Blowfish. Apparently, that guy Darius Rucker. Apparently, he's country, but that's the closest I ever got to enjoying.
Bro, he's a better country artist than he was with Hootie.
He's a country
Shania
artist.
Shania Twain maybe is the next closest.
Do people give you shit for dating a black girl?
No,
because they think he's black.
That's true.
If I was dating a black girl, it would be all over the internet. Like, what the fuck is this honky motherfucker with this fine ass black girl? With you, it's like we don't know. But good on him. I mean, he's you know.
She adds to the confusion.
Yeah,
she adds to the confusion
for sure.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's true, huh? Doesn't help.
Because
it'd really be weird if you were a lawyer, though. You don't look like you'd be a lawyer.
No,
I'm also a lawyer.
Right. I also practice law.
Yeah.
I'm also a lawyer.
I mean, a basketball player, yes. Like, you'd be a point guard for, like a G League team. Yeah. You know?
Shout out to the Rip City Remix, the G League team that's having their first year in Portland. My buddy's trying out for their team right now.
The homie Jalen, you said, right?
Jalen from Back to the Basket.
Shout out to him.
Yeah. And Mike Bibby's at the tryouts. They just posted it.
Oh, nice. That's sick.
Yeah. Yeah, and you were showing me some videos of Jalen. He's crushing it.
Dude, he's mean.
Bro, he's got arms like his arms are my length. The same length as mine.
And he's always smiling. He runs the basketball shop. Like they have hoop days on Saturdays where they like hoop in the park and
shout out the basketball shop again. What was it?
Yeah, dude, it's called Back to the Basket on 3406 Hawthorne. They're fucking awesome.
As a comic, do you feel like there's anything, any subject that's off limits?
Off limits? No. I mean, there'll be some shit that even if you're a comic, it'll still make you uncomfortable, like to hear somebody else say. But as a comic, you respect it because, you know, like it's all open. But I don't think anything's off limits. Nah.
I mean, maybe verbiage. Yeah, I don't think anything's off limits. I think verbiage is off limits.
For sure.
You can't say some things. But I mean, like as far as premises and stuff, I think we can get away with it.
Well, he could say pretty much everything.
I don't think.
I mean, he can get away with everything.
You could pretty much say
he can go up there and say whatever the hell
I don't. There's certain things, words specifically, I can't say.
He can go up there and say, I have a bomb on my chest, and no one's going to believe him. But if I do it, they'll arrest me. He'll be able to say whatever he wants.
That's not
there's no limit, but that doesn't mean what you're saying is going to be successful.
For me, damn it.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I said, there's no limitations, but that doesn't mean that what you're going to say is going to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, there's dudes who go up and think they have no limit, and then they get socked in the fucking face five mm-hmm. times and have to eat those punches.
For
you
sure.
know what I mean? Because and then it's like, okay, well, you're not going to be a successful comedian. But yeah, there was no limit. So you said what you
said. I think the main limit for us probably would be like, I don't know. Like, I've only been in this 2 years, but I think the main limit for us would be like not to completely beat it down people's throats. You know what I mean? Like, if you're gonna do some things that are kind of, you know, on the other side, right? Like, you're towing a stereotype or racist or whatever. However you want to do it, you beat it down people's throats. You become that comedian. That's what you do. That's all you do. Like, you can't, like, for instance, if somebody says, "Oh, I want to book somebody," but they can't book them because they'd be like, I don't trust them to do it in front of a high school crowd. You know, I don't trust them to do it in front of this crowd, or I can't have them. You pigeonhole yourself, essentially. True. You half the crowd.
Dude, that's true too. Can I just say, try to, unless they're paying you a lot of money, don't do a high school crowd. Like, gotta be the worst crowd you could imagine.
Yeah, oh, God. That's true. I don't know why that is. But
high schoolers are too cool for everything.
Oh, yeah. God.
They want to involve themselves, and they are mean. They okay, I just.
And their attention span is bad.
Can I tell a fucking crazy story?
Yeah.
So, the Scio High School class of 2023, grad night, the parents put on this thing where it's like a lock-in. People go stay the night so that they don't go get drunk and do some crazy
in
shit.
In like the gym or something?
Yeah, they have it. So they had it at the Albany YMCA.
Gotcha.
And the dad who was putting it on and organizing it hired me to do an hour of entertainment from 3 a.m. to 4 a.m.
Oh, my God.
Hit the middle of the YMCA. I followed like bull riding and dodgeball. These kids are all hyped up on soda.
Karaoke.
They're hyped up on soda and sugar. And they're like this 50 kids from the middle of nowhere, Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
Sit down on these bleachers and listen to this comedian. And dude, they're all just fucking. There's like a three or four fucking smart mouth kids that are like, I'm funny too. You know, like, how much are you getting paid for this? You know, like, you're like, dude, they have all the confidence, but they have no experience.
Right.
So they're just monsters.
And you can't stop someone that's unintelligent. Mm. Dude, you know what I mean? Like, if you have a heckler and they're unintelligent, you're screwed. You can't stop them because they're so stupid. They don't even know what the hell you're saying to them to roast them. You can't hurt their feelings.
Right. And I think technically.
Too dumb to know.
I think some of them were intelligent technically, but they're like socially not at all.
And they just had that confidence like you were saying where they were just like, I know what I'm saying.
And we worked through it, but there was like a minute where like 45 minutes in, I was like, all right, well, this has been fun. I think I'm done. And this kid goes, we paid for the full hour. And I was like,
did you give him 10 minutes? Like, come up on stage, bro. That's a solid. That's solid.
I did the rest of the time. And I think that they, some of those ended up being some of the better moments because it just kind of became almost combative. Like, I roasted this kid that they all made fun of him because he's dating a sophomore.
Or
a freshman. He was dating a freshman who's about to be a sophomore. And they were like clowning on him. And so I got to like roast him. He's going to be a construction worker. And I was like, well, you won't be the only.
That's cool. You kind of use their strength against him.
I sunk to their level. Right. And they were like, oh, cool.
He's going to be a construction worker? Is that what
he wants to get into construction. And I was like, well, you won't be the only one with an underage girlfriend.
I don't feel like that's something.
On the construction site.
I don't feel like construction workers should be like something you look forward to being after.
He said it. He
like,
said,
who the fuck does, what do you want to do? I'm a plumber. Yeah, I really got to.
You know how much they get paid?
They do. He was like, man,
I don't give a shit.
He's like, I'm going to make more money than you.
Period. You know what the fuck? What would you do with without a plumber, you'd be fucked.
Listen, I don't want to be a plumber though,
bro. You know what infrastructure would be? You know how much you're tripping.
They make good money.
Listen, I have friends that are plumbers. I don't hate plumbers. Listen, out there, everybody out there, I don't hate plumbers. I'm just saying, it's not something that people want to do.
You don't want to do that shit to your claw.
Like every mechanics and plumbers, right? Everybody's got to drive, and everybody's got to take a shit.
Oh, everybody's got to take a shit. Doctors and shit, because everybody's always gonna be sick.
So they make people sick.
And sex workers, because everybody's got fucked.
Hell yeah. Woo!
Sex workers and ugly people make the world go round.
Sure.
Dude, there's so many ugly people that are mad that we don't have masks anymore, dude. They were getting so much play just because their eyes, bro.
Yeah.
They were catfishing the shit out of people, bro.
But like people with bad teeth and stuff. It was like
people have never wore mascara were wearing it because it was like all they had. They had no teeth and shit. You know, just, oh. My bad.
That was a way to get away with it, though, right? It was like prime time for those people.
Yeah, for sure.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
He's like, it's our time to shine, baby. Yeah. It's just forehead and eyes.
Yeah, you're like, why did everybody in Medford get really pretty all of a sudden?
Why is everybody so seductive? Why is everybody hitting on me, bro?
Did you ever see the opposite, though? Like, we were doing a stand-in for an Amazon Prime show. And so it was like right at the beginning of COVID, so they were like super strict. Like some of the guys even had like that face shield thing and the mask, but they had all of us wearing the mask. And it's like, you're there all day with these people. And like, I don't know if you've ever had the opposite happen where it's like the girl was prettier when she took the mask off. You know what I mean? Like we're talking about like, oh, ugly people with the mask on look prettier, right? But like this girl's like, oh, she looks okay. And then she took her mask off and you're like, God damn, you're gorgeous. Like, please never wear a mask again. What the fuck? Like,
I did see that because this one chick had like some bushy eyebrows, you know?
Oh, I got bushy eyebrows.
Yeah, but a chick though. Like you're a man. I'm saying I saw her and then she took off her shit and I was like, damn. I was like, that was not, I was expecting you. Like she pulled the mask and that's what I was expecting. But no, she's like had a like good looking face.
How do you deal with the with all the attention of the groupies?
I don't even know who he's talking to.
I'm asking you a question. I'm asking a question. Like, how do you deal with like all the attention and stuff? Like
after shows, or like in general?
In general. Remember that? Remember that show? This is in general. This question out
to the table.
To the table.
To the table.
How you deal with it? Who did it? Remember we did that show and my man had that girl bite him on the neck and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, like I'm saying, how do you deal with the
attention? Bro, why is this? Hey, why is this roast Jason podcast?
I didn't even say your name. What are you talking about?
That's the physical stuff is definitely a lot harder. Then, like, how do you like respond to people's like DMs?
It's funny. You just asked three ugly dudes how we deal with the attention. Oh, that
what,
the
what you do is I got engaged.
Brent thinks he's better than us because he has a black.
I was including myself. I was saying
he's got more swag than us.
I was calling like, myself.
He's a different white guy.
I'm as ugly as you are. I'm saying.
No, listen. This chick, we did a backyard throw, and this chick. Was like, she was macking on Jamil.
No, she wasn't.
She was. She's macking on Jamil. But listen, Jamil knew she was crazy.
Right.
So Jamil's like, yo, I don't. And he kept saying, like, he was in it, though. He wanted to take it down.
No, I
didn't. And he was like, you don't even know what I'm going to bring. That's what I was just trying to say. Like, he was, I'm saying there's no limits. He was spitting the game.
I was not.
Seals the deal.
Mm-mm. Okay.
Then he realized she's a nut job. So then he just, like, separated himself from her.
Okay.
So then she's like, well, the next tallest person in the building is you. You know, okay. Wasn't about looks. It was just
breakaway speed.
She
bro.
Likes. She was an angry person. Like she just wanted someone bigger than her. I think you know what I mean. And she comes up to me. She's like, "Can I take a picture? Can we take a picture?"
Okay.
And I was like, "Yeah." So I reach over to take a picture. After the picture's done, she jumps up and bites my fucking neck and grabs on to where I'm like, "Get her the fuck off, dude!"
He liked it though.
No, but then I did go home.
He liked
and
it.
And I told Rita, I was like, you know, he picked that because that was kind of
cute. He picked that.
No, but it was like, what the fuck? It shocked me. I was shocked. I was like, why is she biting me? Like, what the fuck is going on?
That's not what happened.
The man's got a lot of neck. What can we say?
I was doing
this
shit.
This motherfucker. Hey, your neck would be just as big as my bite. Look, you take the facial hair off. You know you have no chin under there. Don't be fucking trying, dude. Brent, don't be. There's no chin. It's just teeth. He has a row of teeth underneath that hair.
There was my shit. Boy.
I do have a lot of neck. Fuck you, bro.
I was DJing for my
I got
boy.
A good angle of it. I'm like, wow. I could see. She was probably just going to tell you a secret. And she ended up just gouging. She was probably just. She was going to whisper her phone number and ended up just. Wow, that neck was closer than I imagined. It goes down a long way,
like a glazed donut.
Yeah. it's got years of rolls coming out.
Oh shit, that's funny.
So I was watching one of the roasts, and they were saying like Bert Kreischer's a great dude. Right?
Yeah.
And the first thing she said, I can't remember who it was, but the first thing she said after she said that, it goes, he doesn't cheat on his wife on the road.
He doesn't cheat on his wife on the road.
Yeah.
Well, of course. That's a big
I'm thing. Like, dude, that's pretty incredible to think that that's how you gauge if he's a good dude, if you're a comedian. Because you're constantly bombarded with people after shows, after jokes.
So you think there was, like, truth to that? Like, it wasn't just a joke?
No, I feel like that's probably a problem with the relationships. Well, think about it. You're constantly in bars. You're constantly drinking. You're constantly around attractive women. Right.
Someone told me a pretty cool story.
I mean, it can be assumed, but it sounds like she's saying, like, if you're thinking that that's truth, it sounds like she's saying, like, I've seen it happen, and I know that he doesn't do that or something.
Right. But I bet
it sounded like it was a big point. It sounded like it was nutritional facts, and it was the first one in there.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's the biggest reason.
I would guess a lot of comedians do. Like,
it's like
well, because the few that end up having relationships, because a lot of them are just single and that's how they live. They go like gig to gig, fucking the most desperate women in every small town.
Because that would be kind of cool, though.
Imagine
I'm just kidding, Greta. Just kidding if you see this.
No,
imagine
if
comedians
talked
about it the way rappers do, though. You know what I mean? Like on stage, just talking about cheating on their wives. Like, the same way rappers do in their songs, you know?
So I was hitting my side bitch the other day.
Because they're right there saying it.
Sonic
you're
right.
Listening to the song, you're like, this guy sucks.
They probably do, but they end up being like,
somebody else's
before
story.
I met my wife, I hooked up with this one chick, but it was like 3 nights ago.
present day. We're not going to be present day. We'll be before or after.
Yeah.
Somebody told a funny story about when they went on the road when they were like 22. They went to one of these triple run gigs up in the Northwest where you'd go to these bumfuck.
Tribble,
that was the guy's name who booked them. They're like, people talk about him because he's for 30 years he booked just runs of long driving through small towns doing bars.
Can I interject real quick?
Yeah.
I thought that was a way of saying tribe.
Tribes, plural. I swear, I'm not even trying to make, I swear. I was like, you say tribal? Is that a way to say, like,
that's funny.
I went on a tribal tour. There was like 9 tribes.
That's
I
went funny,
to like different reservations. It's Washington, right?
Right.
I was like, it's got, I mean, there's a lot of Indian land up there.
Yeah. A lot of casinos.
So you were mistaking
a blackjack.
The word tribal for tribal?
Yeah, I felt like tribal was like plural.
And then you also knew that was dumb and were like, I'm going to tell them I thought this. Instead of just keeping it to yourself.
I'm sick and tired of this disrespect. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
These gigs used to be attached to the hotels that they were at, like, were in. And so the guy did a gig. He was featuring and he had a room. Some girl was hitting on him. She was hot. And he's like, I'm going to go smoke weed. And she's like, I love weed. And so they went up to the hotel room. And when he's checking in or he's about to get in the door, she goes, oh, you know, Brent Biddle stayed in that room 2 weeks ago. And it was like immediately this thing went off in his head where he's like, oh, she fucked Brent Biddle. You know, and Brent Biddle was I think I'm making up the name. Some guy from, he was like a feature from Seattle or some guy who he didn't know that
it's
well.
It's Brett Lowry, but we're calling him Brent Biddle.
It's me. Okay. Yeah. It, Brett.
Found him.
Could have been.
Found him.
Yeah.
So did you bang her or what? No.
Brett Bigsby or what?
Somebody. Something like that.
It sounds.
Something like that.
It sounds like Smetley. It rhymes with Smetley. That was his
so,
last name.
Yeah. Remember. He was some guy who.
So the I think
guy,
he was Asian.
But the guy didn't respect this comedian and thought it was kind of gross that she just fucked this guy 2 weeks ago. So he got out of hooking up with her. He went down. He's like, I left my debit card in the hotel or whatever. And they left. And then any woman that would hit on him on gigs afterwards, he would tell himself like, oh, she fucked Brett Biddle 2 weeks ago. You know?
Oh, damn.
Because if you think about it, the comedy gigs in these small towns attract that type of person who's already dated everybody in Medford or whatever.
Yeah.
And they're like, this guy's going to come through, be lonely, not know any of my backstory. And I can just hook up.
But why do you give a shit though? Like,
they're
I don't
called
give
chuckle
a
fuckers.
I mean, do you give a shit though? Like, if you really?
You don't. No. But also, like, if you were trying to, like, rationalize.
You don't.
I don't. No, that seems all.
I don't need to know you. I don't need to know your name.
High and mighty and judgmental.
What your race is. I don't give a fuck.
No, because
5 years now, everybody's white and black.
That's high and mighty and judgmental. How you gonna find a fuck you gonna come in and judge somebody who been with somebody? Everybody's slept with somebody. You think your girl ain't never sucked nobody else's dick before? Ever? Get the fuck out of here. You ever think you don't think she's ever sucked some dick before? Somebody has put their thumb in your girl's butt up to the knuckle. It happens.
I was in the military.
It happens.
I was in the military.
It happens.
With my wife, and across the rack, I used to sleep next to a dude that had sex with my wife.
I think that you are the most.
Imagine, hey,
men. That's just us. On. We are so naive to think that somebody else hadn't fucked the shit out of our
imagine
girls.
Going
but it's just
ridiculous.
To think that one of your peers or that you're just sort of like your.
Somebody has slutted your girl out before. Your mom has gotten slutted out before.
Right, but there's,
facts.
Duh.
But they're facts. Slutting.
Not my mom.
But they're slutting you.
Like. Whatever.
It's funny to just.
It's true for one man.
Whatever. It happens, man. Absolutely.
But see, in the comedy world, they call them chuckle fuckers.
Sure.
The girls that go around. This is a huge thing in the DJ world. This happens a lot. Like, I know girls that are like, I fucked Diplo.
What's
and I, when Dead Mouse came down, I fucked him
duckle
too.
Duckle fuckers, you know? For the DJs.
Duckle. So what do they call them for DJs? I don't know.
Duckle fuckers.
Duckle
fuckers? Duckle. Because it's D instead of C. I mean, if it's corny. First of all, cuckle fucker, or what is it called? What is it called? Cuckle fuckers?
Chuckle fuckers.
Oh, God.
Chuckle like fuckers. Like making somebody laugh. Chuckle.
Is it cuckle fuckers?
They call it.
I'm trying to think of something.
First of all, chuckle fuckers is the worst thing I've ever heard.
$40.
Yes. $40. I'm lonely. Bitch.
I call them drink tickets.
I needed a ride to Subway. That's what we call them.
$40.
Call them bottle service waitresses.
My boy got married to a bottle of
bottle service waitresses. Y'all don't fuck the DJ. I know because I've been trying to fuck y'all for years and it's not working.
He said, shout out to him. To them $40 people, you know who you are.
You're $40 people.
Shout out to
you. They're 60 now, bro. It's inflation.
No, 40 is what is that?
$40, you know who you
absolutely.
Are.
Absolutely. You know who you are.
I hope there's not really a comedian named Brent Biddle. Because
I, right?
I was using that as
watching
an example.
You know what's funny is a basketball star, he's in Oregon right now, but his name's Nate Biddle.
Nate Biddle.
It's his brother. Nate Biddle. It's his brother.
Yeah, when you said Biddle, I bet whoever watches this will be like, wait, I wonder if he's related to Nate.
Absolutely. So we all know.
Small town.
these three guys will won't fuck no hoes on the road.
Absolutely. Tell your friends.
Tell your friends.
Listen, we're gonna turn it down left and right in this motherfucker. Absolutely. We're gonna get it all thrown. Well,
I might offend some hoes, but I will not fuck them.
Absolutely. I've told you the thing with DJs before is with DJs, everybody thinks that DJs get a lot of ass because they're just having sex with every girl in the club. But in reality, like, I thought we that's don't how you get that in. Much pussy because girls think we're having sex with every girl in the club.
We'll see.
You know what I mean?
So it's like, the same situation you're talking about.
Sort of.
Yeah, opposite roles.
Do you think? I've never in my 99 years, not 99 years.
What the fuck?
Damn, black don't. Never, black ever, don't black crack. Really don't crack.
In my fucking 42 years of living, I've never met a man who was faithful the whole time.
Faithful never. The whole time.
Not once.
Uh-huh. Ever and wait.
Not one time. I've never met a faithful man. Not one that's time. Like not one.
Really old motherfuckers
not one.
You don't know
not,
a lot of white people.
Do you
people
think
then,
that we're just incapable?
No. Do I think we're incapable? Yes, think, I yeah. think we're incapable. Yes. If the right girl comes up to you at the right time, you're fucked. If the devil comes to you with some big tits and a fat ass, you're in trouble, buddy. You're going to run, but you ain't
if
running
she
that
bites
fast.
Your neck, that's a wrap.
You can run, but you ain't running that fast. I think that's just, you know what I'm saying? We try to keep it PG-13 for the camera, but fuck that.
I'll tell you one way to get there, bro.
That's a lie. That's a lie. If a girl, all she got to do is cater to your ego. If she caters to your ego and tells you what you want to hear, you're fucked. Absolutely. Look at his eyes. You're fucked, bro. Look at you. You're fucked. Absolutely. If she looks right,
no. So I feel like you're right. You're right. The foundation, the thing is like when you have
your foundation could be straight. Everything could be all right at home.
Yeah.
But sometimes you just like shit out the microwave.
It happens. Listen, I think
that's so funny.
It's happened.
That's so funny.
Who I don't like leftovers.
Sometimes you want to burn. Yeah.
Do you? I'm not going to argue with that. Can you argue with that?
I mean, I know people that, well, I don't really know. Like, right. I wasn't there. I didn't go to camp with them. You know what I mean?
I've heard of them.
I trust their trustworthy, you know? Like, I don't think they would do that.
You think if you, what makes you untrustworthy? Because you fuck somebody else, that what it means? You're untrustworthy? Untrustworthy, like, what do you mean?
No, what I'm saying is, like, I mean, the social norm of a relationship, right? You can't. Get side piece.
The social norm.
Yeah, that's a social
what
norm.
What is the social norm?
Because the social norm is changing. Because now swingers norm? Are more predominant. The fuck? Right, and these open relationships.
Social norm. Social right. These nuts. What do you mean social a social norm? Social damn, norm. What the fuck do you mean?
What I'm saying norm. Is like I hate to. Okay, here's what I'm saying. I hate to look at my grandparents and think my grandpa fucking cheated on my grandma.
He did.
I know, guaranteed.
All the time.
I even found the apology absolutely. Letter. I found the apology letter.
Yeah, all the time.
All the time.
You I know, but I hate
an
but
apology
I don't,
letter.
Huh?
You found
it. I did, bro. Yeah so when my grandma passed away, right? So my grandma passed away. With, like, you know how it's like a mad. I don't know if you guys had someone and your family passed away that was pretty predominant in your family, like an upper person. Everybody runs like they're homeless people trying to get all their shit. Like, I'm going to take this. Like, everybody wants a piece of them, right? Yeah. And all their shit goes, all their belongings. So my mom kind of went in and grabbed a bunch of shit because I lived here, obviously. She grabbed a bunch of shit and gave me a painting. And when I had the painting, the frame actually broke, so I opened it. And it was a picture. And in the back of the picture was taped like a lined note. And it says, Marty,
what?
I'm sorry.
What?
I'm sorry for blah, blah. What? And listen, it was like, it was like emotional, man. I was like, God, man, I'm not the only one. You know, no, I'm just kidding.
I'm not the only one.
No, but I was like, I read it and I was like, damn. Like, I called him like, hey, I found you. He goes, what are you talking about? And I was like, yeah, I'd say that too. Like,
right.
I get
That's
it.
That's what I would say.
Like,
you confronted him about it?
Yeah. I was like, what is this? Thank you. Or what is this? I knew. I played stupid. Like, what? I know what that is. I know what that writing was pushed hard, bro. There was a tear. Like, there was a tear dried. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's writing it like he's posted something on Facebook for people to give attention.
I love that she was that ever, was that painting up in your house?
No, it was like in the closet. It's still in my closet.
But, like, was that up in their house back in the day? So she hung that
shit
as a reminder.
Bro, that's so gangster.
That's the pettiest shit ever.
She hung that as a reminder.
Listen, you as cold as ice.
You better not go.
My whole family, that is my fucking grandma, dude.
Cold
right.
as shit.
She probably, that's my grandma. She probably put it by the door, so right. every time he left, he saw that. Yeah.
Yeah. He gets lippy, she just points at
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Remember that shit, motherfucker?
Absolutely. If you need, you can read that note in the back.
You can open the back of that page.
I attached the note. Your apology.
Dude, that is so true.
You never thought about that, huh?
Yeah.
No, I never even why was it back there? Like, who's he hiding it from? Like, right. Why am I thinking he put it there? Like, he wrote it and we're like, I don't know if I'm gonna give it to you yet. Like, she's not behaving.
What
right
if he didn't cheat, but he just kind of had that in case?
Wow, that's cheat. This is what, 40?
Listen, I knew my grandma was a bitch, but man, damn, she's on a different level.
Yeah. I mean, they had brothels.
She was
back
looking
then.
Out for, yeah, that's a good move. That's drop chess. That's chess.
Dropping mics
in this bitch.
You guys ever done that thing where, like, okay, so like a company screwed you over on something and you go to give them a bad review and you'll sit there for like 10 minutes and like write a bad review about them?
I've never done that.
But then when you're done, you're just like, I don't even want to submit it. I just feel better now that I just like wrote this out.
That is some real white folk shit. Don't do shit.
Anybody who's writing bad reviews is not going to get pussy.
Absolutely. End quote.
I just said that. That's a Jameel.
Mr. Jameel Jackson.
That's Jameel logic.
That should be what it says above the reviews page. On my
none of these people.
You are not allowed to comment if you were
got pussy the night that they ate this food, and that's right. worth considering.
Right.
Right. Absolutely.
It's like those people with bumper stickers.
I stole that from Jameel. He said that before the show. That's not how my brain would.
I don't
rationalize.
Know if I can hear anybody in this, but. You guys hear me?
I like that you did a little.
Oh, yeah.
While you was doing that little move, right? Don't ever do that again, bro.
Listen, I'm serious.
It's on tape. Right. Don't ever. You see that? When you rewind that shit.
What'd I do?
And push pause when he.
Your big old.
I don't want to do that shit. You see, don't do it too much.
What are you talking about?
We saw it. Everyone saw it. It's on tape. Don't do that shit ever again in life. It was.
Yeah?
No.
Well, if you do it again, say pause. Then Jameel will respect that.
Facts.
Facts on God.
Pause. On God. 100.
Where was
yes, he definitely church. Has a black girlfriend. He knows.
On God.
Church.
Right. I swear my hand for God.
Absolutely.
My boy Richard DG says, I swear my hand for God.
I swear my hand
but he would God. Say God. He'd God. Say he'd say God and then he'd fuck with you. Like, I swear my hand for God I didn't cheat, bro. And I'd be like, bro, DG, you fucking cheated, bro. And he goes, I swear my hand for God. I said, you say God. That's not God, bitch. Right. God. Right. Fuck out of here.
Maybe absolutely. That way he didn't have to be right. committed.
It's like when
it's
I
like
say
his grandma's going to be okay with him. You know?
When right. I swear on my mom's grave, I'm actually talking about my stepmom.
Hey-o.
Hey.
Absolutely.
Truth
sometimes
is
you
out.
Just,
how
you
old,
know.
How old was your grandparents? Like, how old were they?
So I'm horrible numbers. When they passed, my grandma's like 68,
probably 24.
So they'd be right now.
I'm bad with them.
Were they like roughly around
they got
the same
married
age?
Like six? No.
Were they different ages? Were they roughly around the same age?
They were like 5 years apart. Yeah, they didn't have no weird ass shit.
Nobody else had no weird ass shit. My shit was weird.
What was like 10 years shit? Apart or something?
Fuck no.
Full, like 20? 27.
No. I think my grandmother might have been like 16. He might have been like 24.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's not crazy.
You would let a 24-year-old date your 16-year-old daughter right
like
now?
You had no, to get, like, but your parents' permission to get married.
No, why not?
Oh, 16? Oh, you said 60? I thought you said 16 years.
No.
One's 24 and then, yeah, that's, I'm just kidding. I incriminated myself like I,
you did.
Like, I like 16-year-olds.
You just, oh.
I don't
oh.
like 16-year-olds.
You said that. Again.
Please don't cancel me. I just got started. I didn't even, I don't, I have children, okay?
Right.
No, but like Loretta Lynn, a country music star, right?
Right.
Come to find out she's like one of my cousins or something. I don't know.
Shout out Loretta Lynn.
Yeah, yeah. Well, she got married when she was 13. And this dude that she got married to was like 29.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You want to talk about, bro, this dude's almost 30 years old getting with a 13-year-old, bro.
Right.
And it's not like anything's changed in the world. A 13-year-old now is what a 13-year-old then was, too.
That's some Karl Malone shit.
No. Yeah, that's the mailman.
The mailman.
Yeah. That's crazy, bro.
He did. Karl Malone, he did that shit.
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah.
He got somebody pregnant when they were like 14.
He liked the young
really? Girls. How did they hide that shit?
He knew he was going to the league.
They didn't have Twitter yet.
He was 6'9", 260.
They knew he was doing something.
Utah was like, listen, it's Utah.
Listen, he's going, like to, the, he's going to the league.
How are we
going to
judge?
He's going to the league. He got paid.
I mean, a lot of that, you know, if you look it up, was happening back in the day. It happened like that with Elvis. Yeah. I don't think he married these people, but it's like.
He did marry. Wasn't his wife 16 years old?
That age.
Did he marry 16 years old?
I'm just saying, I don't know if all of them did.
Yeah,
no, he did. Jimmy Page
from Led Zeppelin apparently dated like a 14-year-old chick when he was on the road. Like just different stuff like that.
Jerry, no, it was a piano guy. Great Balls of Fire.
I think Seinfeld's girlfriend was 17
was like 14 or 15 or something.
But this is the same time that like Brooke Shields was in Playboy and she was like 11 or whatever.
So. These are all, you know, listen, these are all your people.
We have too many.
I was just thinking that, bro. Does that like,
hey, it's funny.
Hold on. I was just thinking that. Does the black community, like,
all your
is
people.
That, is that
R.
Like
Kelly? Come on.
Yeah.
No, yeah. R. Kelly's the most
prolific. Okay. Listen, well, put it this way, Jamil.
That was digital.
Did you know any other black families that happened?
All the time.
Really?
Hell yeah. Every girl I knew in high school had a dude that was older picking them up in cars and shit.
Well, I'm talking about
young, like 13.
Yeah.
Like your grandma was 16. And
yeah, I think that just runs rampant. I don't know. That's just something. I think once upon a time, it was okay for a 20-year-old to date a 13-year-old.
Well, of course it was, because 40-year-olds were marrying them.
That's what happened.
The bigger problem in our generation is you have like a 24-year-old girl
I couldn't imagine
whose mom
marrying
is 42, and they're both going after the same age guy.
I say we close out the podcast on 30 more minutes of this debate.
I know, right?
Oh, yeah. This will never get aired. So
dudes like young pussy. I don't know why. Old pussy argues.
Argues?
Yeah.
But then the
you
older,
got old pussy at home.
I don't know if
you talk about old pussy.
I have daughters. I don't know what you talk about.
When you say young. Speaking of old pussy, Jason... That's so fucked up.
Speaking of old pussy, you got any of that in your beard?
He's like, I wasn't talking about you all the other times. I wasn't talking to you directly, but hey, you do have old pussy. What's the difference between that and when you were 14? Fucking crazy.
Is it saturated?
What happened?
Clammy?
You don't use that word a lot on stage, do you?
Pussy?
Yeah.
No.
You don't.
No.
I know you talked about that subject. I did a joke.
It was just a stupid one-liner during the pandemic where I'd go out of town and say, Portland, they still have a strip club that's enforcing the mask policy. So you can see pussy, but no lips. And then... it's so corny. I used to do dumb shit like that. And every once in a while, here and there, that's not bad to just like throw in as... Because if you do a dumb joke as an opener and they laugh at that, then you're like, oh, hell yeah. I can do dumb and smart stuff. But as long as it's not too smart, I guess. But if they laugh at that, like, T-ball stuff, then yeah.
When I was still in SoCal, I was in Fullerton and I was working for Home Depot during the pandemic. And I went to this strip club for a flooring gig because they were like, hey, while we're closed, like, maybe we'll change the flooring since we can't have anybody in here anyway. So I went there for this flooring thing that they needed to get done. And I noticed that there was like one section of the place that was like still open. You know what I mean? And I was just like, hey, like, I thought you guys were like completely closed. He's like, yeah, we don't have any dancing. And like, I'm like, well, what's going on back here? He's like, oh, well, we still have the kitchen open for like DoorDash and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, people are just DoorDashing food from the strip club.
Right. It's the best food in the world.
Like, hey, man, I really miss cinnamon, but damn, man. Those fucking wings at that
listen,
place.
Listen, bro.
I got to get some of those wings.
They got a spot in San Antonio where they serve $2 steak and fries in a strip club.
Jeez.
So you would DoorDash that.
I mean.
That's got
And I mean,
wagyu,
I mean,
though.
Really,
gotta
I mean, wagyu. I mean, really, I mean, it's a thin steak, but really good. Steak and fries, like for $2, but then the drinks are like
is that
$17
each? $17
each,
right?
You know what I mean? But
and
the
then
fucking
you end up
food
spending
is amazing.
Money on the girls,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I mean, I met this dude, he spent $4,500 at the office.
Oh, the office is a strip club here in Medford.
That's crazy,
right?
Jeez,
$4,500.
Yeah,
okay. Well, Jason and I were at the fucking pawn shop yesterday visiting my homie Rick. Shout out to Rick over at Medford.
Shout out,
what up, Rick?
Shout out,
no, not cash, Medford Pawn.
We need to make a shout out sound.
But yeah, shout out to Cash Connection too. They're good people. Anyways, but Rick was telling us that a guy came in with a bunch of like gold, like scrap gold, right? And he's like, "Hey, I want to sell this to you guys." And the pawn shop was like, "Cool, man, we'll give you $1,000 for this scrap gold." And the guy's like, "Cool," took it, walked out, and like 45 minutes later came back. And was like, "Hey, do you guys need anything else?" And he's like, "Oh, why? Like, you have other shit to sell?" And the guy's like, "Well, what else do you guys need?" And they're like, "Well, do you have more gold?" He's like, "No, what else do you need?" And they were like, "Well, how much money did you need, man? Like, we gave you $1,000. Isn't that kind of like all you really needed?" And he's like, "Yeah, but as I walked out and I started walking to the bus, I saw Purple Parrot right there. And I went in and I was like, oh, I think I can double my money. And I fucking lost it all." And Rick was like, "Bro, that was 45 minutes ago I gave you this $1,000. You already lost it?" And then he said the other shit people do is...
You owe $1,000 at the Purple Parrot.
What is the Purple Parrot? Is that a strip club?
Listen, when you lose a lot of money in a casino, it's like you got mugged, bro. If it's fast.
$1,000
45 minutes, you're like, the only worst
feeling of that is when like you really a diehard fan for a team and that team gets their fucking ass spanked. Yeah. That's the worst feeling in the world.
Yeah, yeah. When like you want to turn the game off.
Like you want to turn the game off. Time. Like this, I want to spend, this is a dedic. Anybody from New York Giants watching this shit, holy shit. I mean, what the fuck was y'all doing all summer?
Danny Dimes was throwing pennies out there.
What the fuck was you doing all summer?
Who do you think
Who
you
the
are?
Fuck do you, who do you know?
I am.
You know how pissed off I would be if I paid $2,500 for go see like field tickets? And you got beat 40-0. Oh, I would throw God, shit man. On the field. Oh my God!
Yo, listen. But think about.
I can see why fans get mad and throw shit on the field
or steal shit.
Yeah, like, I'm taking something home.
Yeah,
I'm gonna break something. I'm taking something home.
Yeah,
I'm gonna steal this trash can.
I'm gonna punch an Eagles fan.
I'm gonna take 5 of your footballs, bro.
Y'all, and the next Giant game, they should be giving out free food from the concessions. Oh. Absolutely.
We owe it to you.
Those are your concessions.
These are your concessions. Free parking for at least the next 2 games. This is bullshit.
The other shit that he was saying was he said people will go, like people who need cash in hand, right? He was like for drugs or what he was saying. He's like drugs or whatever they need it for. They need cash in hand. He's like, they'll go to Lowe's right here and apply for a Lowe's card and buy like $5,000 worth of tools and then bring that to the pawn shop and sell it like for $2,000 for cash.
And then
like immediately go lose it all. And he's like, bro, now like you owe like $5,000 on that credit card.
They ain't gonna pay that shit.
And like you're out the $2,000 I gave you.
I said, fuck you, Synchrony.
That's what I'm saying.
Fuck you, Synchrony is what they
said.
Fuck
you, Capital One Saver One card. I ain't paying you no more. Charging me double fees because I'm over the limit.
How about that?
You charge me shit. I'm only over the limit because you charge me stupid ass interest charges that you already charged me.
Methford.
Yeah. Right.
We all shop at Synchrony means right. We shop at Synchrony. Walmart. We do a lot of Walmart shopping.
Synchrony is when you can't have no credit. Synchrony's got your back. Absolutely.
18% interest.
You
sir.
Need a bed? I got you.
45%
TVs. All this.
I don't know Synchrony.
You don't know Synchrony. You know Synchrony.
I grew up with money.
I got a rush car.
Absolutely.
A rush car?
A rush car.
Absolutely.
It just made us feel good. Like, it makes you feel good when you're in the pawn shop and the pawn shop guy's telling you stories about crazy people. Because they're like, cool, you don't consider us to be the crazy people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You accept me as one of you and not one of them.
That's why you're telling me about
because
them.
This relationship could be a
otherwise
lot different.
Otherwise, you would just be like, hi,
I always buy shit I do not need from the pawn shop.
What do you need now?
I've never bought anything from a pawn shop.
I'm bad with my money. I bought 2 fucking guitars. Don't know how to play a lick of it.
From the pawn shop?
Yeah. It was cool, though.
Because it was a good deal.
It was a good deal.
Yeah.
They got good guns there. I've bought 30 guns from the fucking pawn shop.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fucking good deals, right. Dude. Mm-hmm. Good deals.
Mm-hmm. We were just saying, like, we miss, like, back in the day Craigslist when people didn't know what shit was worth. Because back in the day Craigslist... You know, now everybody knows what everything's worth, but like someone posts like, hey, $200 for this couch. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And you'd be like, I got 45 unopened CDs. And they'd be like, all
right,
it's yours.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, back in the day, you could order a grenade, pussy, a bologna sandwich, anything off of Craigslist.
Off of Craigslist.
Hell yeah. Absolutely. It was no hose barred.
So I think we're going to wrap this up.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
We have the show tonight.
Good luck to this so podcast. Last
night, our boy was at backstage. Tonight,
backyard.
Backyard. Shout out to Backyard.
That's right.
Last night, Terry. Was
shout out. Backyard.
Tonight, he's with us, the Comedy Bros.
Yes, sir.
At Allwyn tonight, as in, you know, it's September 16th when this has been filmed.
Winery.
Cool. So Allwyn Winery. September shout out to Allwyn. What else you got coming up after you go home?
Tuesday, I'm doing a contest. I've been doing contests all summer. I can't fucking stop.
Really? Comedy
contests? I'm addicted to them. I don't know why. They're okay. So stupid, but I'm doing one at Nate Jackson's in Tacoma. I'm in the semis there. So nice.
Funniest people one or whatever?
The funniest motherfucker out there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Sam Miller's hosting that, right?
He might or be a judge. Yeah. He wasn't at the round we did.
Shout out to Sam Miller.
Yeah, Sam Miller's
he's the shit. Before we go, Jameel, shout out your Instagram.
Oh, it's Jameel Jackson. JAHMILJXON. There you go.
So shout out your Instagram, please.
It's ha 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 Brent on Instagram, yeah.
Shout out your Instagram,
JWebComedy 22.
Awesome. And I'm DJ Camouflage at DJ KAMOFLAGE. This has been the Comedy Bros Podcast.
Number one episode. Number one episode.
Stay in tune with us and keep watching this shit. Right. And we're going to be here for you guys.
The bar is low.
Shout out to our boy, Levi Anderson, for making this happen. Thank you, everybody in Medford and worldwide. Absolutely.
Thank you.
We'll see you guys all real soon on the next one. We're going to keep this going with special guests. And just the Comedy Bros. That's what I'm saying, right?
And now our musical guest, Kanye West.